Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Detention of the spokesperson and several members of Hizb Tahrir, Wilaya Afghanistan, by the current rulers for their crime of calling to Khilafa. Ustad Saifullah Mustanir, head of the media office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya Afghanistan, and several members of Hizb Tahrir Wilaya Afghanistan have been detained by the security forces since the end of the month of Sha'ban, 1445 AH. Their only so-called sin or crime has been calling and struggling for the re-establishment of Khilafah, Caliphate, based on the method of the Prophethood. These detentions took place after a gathering titled Khilafah, the Political Legacy of the Prophethood, was held to mark the 103rd year of the collapse of the Khilafah, a gathering the like of which was also held in other Islamic lands and some provinces of Afghanistan. Ustad Saifullah Mustanir is one of the descendant and noble sons of this ummah who used to struggle for the revival of caliphate. During the U.S. occupation, Ustad Saifullah Mustanir was one of the strong champions in the area of thought and politics, who tirelessly kept revealing the heinous crimes of the occupation and the black records of the Republic by writing hundreds of press releases, articles, political analysis, and attending television interviews. Unfortunately, under the ruling regime, Ustad Saifullah Mustanir and some other da'wah carriers of Hizb are detained for the sin of trying to restore the glory of the Ummah and reminding the Ummah about the collapse of the Khilafah, which is a painful event in the history of Muslims. Is it a sin and or a crime to call for the restoration of the Khilafah and to strive for the intellectual, political, and geographical unity of Muslims? If the answer is yes, based on which Sharia law? Indeed, the states that call themselves Islamic should have themselves mark this day and express the importance of the Khilafah for the Ummah. Not only this has not been done, but also those who have undertaken this act as an Islamic obligation have been offended. أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Shall we then treat the people of faith like the people of sin? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Al-Qalam 6. We wish those who have executed the warrant of detention would have once listened to the message of the da'wah carriers of Hizb Tahrir without any sort of bias by thinking deeply about it for a moment. In that case, they would have undoubtedly supported them in carrying this great endeavor and decent message instead of arresting the da'wah carriers. In fact, the struggle carried by Hizb Tahrir is a duty instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a glad tiding from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is an obligation on every single Muslim to make their best effort to establish the Khilafah, ensure the comprehensive implementation and delivery of Islam, eradicate the artificial borders, and get the Ummah united. Hizb Tahrir is intellectually and politically active in more than 40 countries around the world. Today, the Muslim and Mujahid people of Afghanistan, especially the ulama, tribal elders, jihadi and political leaders, and the youth have understanding of the da'wah of Hizb Tahrir and are well aware of its thinking, purpose, and methods. Those who have comprehended the methods of Hizb Tahrir without prejudice clearly understand that the message and activities of the Hizb Tahrir are not a threat to the Muslim people of Afghanistan. Rather, it is a message of goodness, khair, that is not only rooted in Islam, but is also a source of triumph and awakening. The ruling regime must preserve the values of Islam and facilitate the efforts of the da'wah carriers in the society. On the contrary, with the arrests, it evidently proves that the ruling regime is an obstacle to the da'wah of goodness, khair. Therefore, we ask our Mujahid brothers to release the da'wah carriers of Hizb Tahrir as soon as possible because there is no Islamic justification for their arrest. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ and they ill-treated them for no other reason than that they believed in Allah, exalted in power, worthy of all praise. Al-Buruj 8. It is noteworthy that with the idhn, permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such arrests cannot prevent the collective measures and media activities of Hizb al-Tahrir in any way and by any means. But with each passing day, the intensity and power of da'wah increases with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Qawi and al-Aziz. And alhamdulillah, thousands of Afghan Muslims and da'wah carriers deliver this privileged da'wah both inside and outside Afghanistan. Such brutal attempts have already been undertaken by oppressive Arab rulers, the rulers of Central Asia, and even by the collapsed Republic. But their evil plots, makr, have returned to themselves. Therefore, do not prevent the da'wah of Hizb al-Tahrir so as not to become the referrer of saddu an sabilillah and carry a heavy burden in the hereafter and be among those who obstructed the da'wah to establishing the second rightly guided khilafah based on the method of the prophethood. The khilafah which is the promise of Allah and the glad tiding from His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We realize that the ruling regime in Afghanistan has the capacity to turn into a khilafah compared to any other regimes in the world. So we expect that the foundation of the khilafah based on the method of the prophethood shall be laid in the hands of Mujahideen of Afghanistan by giving us the shar'i nusra. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah has promised to those among you Allah has promised to those among you who believe and work righteous deeds that He will of surety grant them in the land inheritance of power as He granted it to those before them. An-Nur 55. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah, Afghanistan.